The Frequency Podcast with Nautica De La Cruz and Amy Lopez.
Amy.
Nautica.
How are you, hun?
I'm well. How are you?
I am good. All right. Let's get this started today because we got calls to do. We got baseball to go to and all that good stuff. It is the Frequency Podcast. It is season 11, episode 4. And, you know, today, Amy, no letters, no notes, no DMs, no nothing. I just wanted to kind of go off script, but in a way of something that we've really never kind of talked about. You know, a lot has happened this week. And not to mention, let's just talk a little bit about California heat. I'm so over it.
Same. And these fires.
Yes.
I'm over these fires. I'm over these mini earthquakes. And I'm over this heat.
And she says this with such a mad face. It's so cute.
I think I'm just done with California.
I was talking to a friend of mine and, you know, he was like, man, this heat is so disrespectful. I said, I have never seen it get to 111, 112 here in LA. And I said, I'm over it. Like, I thought I would never say this, Amy, because you know how much I love summer, but I'm ready for the fall. I am ready for the fucking fall. Like, when is it coming? I need that 70, 75 degree weather, light sweater, because I am so over this. I don't know how high my electric bill is going to be, but let's just say we might have to start an OnlyFans feed.
Oh my God. Another reason to start an OnlyFans.
Right. But anyways, so, you know, I thought this was something a little different. So I will just start off with some kind of bad news. So yesterday I was notified that two of my ex co-workers from the radio station, their family members had died. One lost his wife, one lost his brother. And then a friend of mine lost her mother to cancer. And then yesterday, actor James Earl Jones passed away at the age of 93. And then today, singer Frankie Beverly passed away at the age of 77. And so today's been one of those days that death has kind of been on my mind. And I know it's really not something that we think about every single day, but you know how they say it happens in threes. Like when you find out someone passes away, you're like, oh, it's going to happen in threes. Well, this was 3, 4, 5 in 1 week in a matter of 2, 3 days. And so it just kind of made me go, you know, I'm not really that open to talking about death, but since you and I do a podcast together, I thought that we could share about how we feel about death. What is your feeling about death? Are you scared to die?
I'm scared to die, not for myself,
okay,
really. Like for me, I think, I mean, obviously it's scary to know that your days are numbered, right? And there's no telling when that countdown will end.
Right.
But the thing that I sometimes go into a dark place,
okay,
is thinking about dying and leaving my kids with no one to protect them like I would.
I see.
And that can really like just send me off. And like it could make me cry. Like just the thought of no one's ever going to protect your kid like you.
Correct.
You know? So although obviously some tragic accident happens, there's a plan in place of who would take over. And I trust them to do a good job and you know, and keeping health and safe and all of that. But no one will ever do the job a mother can do.
Oh, of course. I agree. And that, you're such a great mom and such a what do you call it? You're the mama bear, but you're the protective bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's that I think about. Losing people, I think I've gotten better with coping with losing people because I feel like I don't hold anything back from people if there's something that I needed to say, or if someone passes away, I don't think there's anything that I would have said. I had something to say. I never told this person this because the people I love, I tell them I love them all the time.
Right.
You know, I like the people that I love, I show affection, they show care, I show nurturing. So I don't think that'll ever be a regret, or saying like, I never made peace with this person. And that will never be a regret because the people that I haven't made peace with, I don't want to fucking ever see again. So like, I'm at peace with never speaking to them again. Right.
Right.
And as cutthroat as that is, I think that, not to say that I'm not scared to lose someone, obviously I don't want anything to happen to anybody, even the people that I can say I dislike, or, you know, are on the verge of where you could say hate. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. But, you know, if you're not good for me, just keep your distance and you do you and I'll do me.
Yeah. I one of my biggest fears is I fear death, but I also fear, I think I fear dying young. Like I always say, I want to live to 100 and drop the mic, right? But I do fear it. I think about my daughter. She is only child. Mm-hmm. And what this would do to her. And I also think about my parents. Like you know, they say your parents shouldn't, you should never bury a child. You know, it should be the other way around. A child should bury the parents. And so I think about that too, because I know that would, God forbid that something happened to me, knock on wood, that would devastate my mother. Like she would have a big hole in her heart. But I think that I know that day is all going to come for us. I just hope that it's when we are very old and wrinkly. I would appreciate it then. Then I could go, well, you know, if I wake up tomorrow, hon, I wake up tomorrow. If not, I love you today. Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah. I do want to ask you, do you believe that the fear of death is universal, or do some people truly kind of overcome it in a way?
I think everyone is scared to die, like in reality, right? Everyone is, especially kids, especially when they're introduced to the thought of death, where they attend their first funeral, you know, right. And having to explain all those things, or a grandparent really is usually the first time, like it really hits, right? Is when they lose a grandparent and you're like, oh, this is what it feels like to lose someone and realize that I'm never going to see them again.
Right.
Everyone is scared. I think there's some people that, I guess, like the people that are adrenaline junkies, even I think those are scared. They just like the rush, the adrenaline, you know? So everybody's like, oh, you know, you don't fear death. I was like, no, I think they fear death. They just love adrenaline a little more. It's a give and take. It's like they'd rather feel the adrenaline. And if they die, they die. But yes, They'll die on a high in their eyes.
Right.
But I think that you do learn to overcome it with age. I know there's a lot of people, and this is another a very touchy subject for some people, but the people who are very ill.
Yes.
And I know there's some states that allow you to call it when you want to, you know, and they kind of give you a cocktail of pills and you say your goodbyes, you're able to plan the last hurrah with your family. And you know what? This is my goodnight. I love you. And I'll see you when I see you. And you say your piece, right?
Right.
I think that those people who are very ill and it's like, I've done it all. I've held on as long as I could. And I can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that that's really overcoming. You have to be in a very, like, I'm drained to make that decision. Right. And it's usually us, the people who are fine and healthy, that are selfish. And it's like, hang on, you know, do it for your kids, do it for, how are you going to leave and leave your grandkids behind? And I know there's a whole religious factor of it, of it's considered suicide.
Correct.
At least in the Catholic religion, I don't know other religions. So it's like a little taboo subject, but I think that people do overcome the fear of death. And as you get older, you also kind of get re-in touch with your faith and whatever it is that you believe in, and you have comfort in that. Mm-hmm. You kind of clean up your act at the end of your life, is like they say, right? Because you know it's nearing, so you try to make up for all the wrongs that you did, and you just kind of go with it. But it's hard for some people, especially.
No, I think it is really hard. And I think on a point that you mentioned earlier, we all get into our selfish moments, like, you know, you're right, we don't want to lose, like, you know, take that medication or do that chemo, or, you know, because we don't want to lose that person in our family or friend or so forth. But, you know, nobody knows our body like ourselves. We cannot internalize someone else's pain. I think death is scary, but I think as we get older and we have seen family members pass away that are, you know, in their 70s or 80s, you know, we understand, okay, our bodies give up, or we say, all right, I think they lived a decent life. And we just hope that wherever we are going, the gates are opened for us and our soul can enter that place. But I wanted to ask you this question. How would your life change if you knew exactly when and how you were going to die?
That's a heavy loaded question. Okay. I guess it would all depend on when and how, really, right?
Right.
Like, because if I'm not able, if I know I'm gonna, it depends. So if you, sometimes they say that people are like, I had a premonition, or they ran into somebody on the street that told you, hey, by the way, like, you're gonna die in an airplane.
Ooh.
But they don't tell you when. So it's like, does that mean you stop traveling via airplane? You stop seeing the world? Because they never said when, you know, so it would depend on honestly when and how. Because if you tell me I'm gonna die, I don't know, 80 something years old, seeing my great grandkids, and I'm gonna die in my sleep, then shit, I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing and ride this train out.
You're like, yes, okay. Right, I just won't panic until I hit 80. Then I'll be like, okay, is it going to be this year? Is it going to be next year?
Yeah,
is it
but
be
if the you fall? And it's sad to say.
Yeah,
it's sad to say that okay. If you tell me I'm going to suffer the last 10 years of my life and I'm going to die at the age of 60 because my health is going to decline and it's going to be a rough one because I don't take care of myself, then yeah, why? Obviously, I'm going to change my life. So it really you can't really answer that question without knowing the how.
Yeah.
So you kind of just have to, like I said, do your best. Tell the people that you love them. Don't do anything to someone else that you wouldn't want done to yourself. Like, I'm not the most religious person, but those commandments are pretty spot on as to treat others how you would like to be treated, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Think that if you, I always said that karma gets you no matter what. Like, karma's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it comes at you, like, maybe not right away, and you're just like, yeah, I got away with it, like, you know, whoop de whoop. And then right when you hit your peak and you're just like, I'm on top of the world, karma comes knocking, knocks you right off that cliff. So if you live your life, you know, doing what you believe is your best, and I'm not gonna say that nobody hurts anybody, right? Because you do hurt people without that being your intention.
Correct.
So as long as you do everything with the best intentions, and sometimes your best intentions may hurt somebody, then you should be okay and hope that karma stays on your side and repays you for all the good things that you've done for people. And it's one of those pay it forward things. The smallest little thing can change someone's life, from a good morning to a good evening to even an excuse me or have a good day, you know, thank you. Like, all those little things, I don't realize how important they are until I'm having a shitty day.
Yeah.
And someone doesn't say, like, oh, you're welcome. You know, you say thank you because those are your manners, and they don't say you're welcome. They're just like, yeah.
And then, like, Amy goes off.
Like, who the fuck raised you? You're welcome. You know?
No, I get it.
But those are the little things that it can make or break someone. But what would you do?
You know, I would try to rectify any wrongs that I did, and I would definitely pre-plan, you know, if I had some money, what goes where, and I want my family to be okay. But mm-hmm. I would probably text the crap out of them every single day and say, I love you. Or I would probably text them every day and go, I have this memory of us, of, you know, when we did this A, B, and C, just mm-hmm. so they know that I remember and I love them. So I found some three intriguing facts about death that I looked up. There's one, biologically, death isn't instantaneous. While we often think of death as a singular moment, the body doesn't shut down all at once. After clinical death, basically when the heart stops beating, some cells in the body, particularly brain cells, can continue functioning for minutes or even hours, making death kind of a gradual process. The other one was cultural views on death that vary widely. In some cultures, death is seen as a natural transition or even a celebration. For example, Mexico celebrates Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, as they honor their deceased ones with, you know, festivals, believing in the dead can return for a brief reunion with the living. And then the other one was, humans are hardwired to fear death. I think from the moment that we are born. The fear of death has played a survival role. The instinct has helped humans avoid dangerous situations and seek safety, ensuring their survival of the species. While psychological and spiritual beliefs can alter this fear, it remains deeply embedded in human psychology. And I think on that note too, I think, you know, like when I remember having two horrible, horrible car accidents where I thought I was dead for like a few minutes. And then you go, if this is what death kind of feels like, I don't want it, you know, but we don't have any control of that. But, you know, you talked about earlier, you talked about adrenaline, people do stuff and it's like, ah, but it's that borderline almost death, but not really. But I think once you experience, you're like, this is not what I ever want to feel like. But they say it's pretty peaceful unless, you know, you take your concoction that you were talking about earlier, and or you die in your sleep. And I know, like my mom always says, I would rather go in my sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people just hope that they go peacefully. You know, it is sad when, you know, someone, you know, has had cancer and they know that their days are numbered, whether they've had chemo, whether they've been in remission. You know, sometimes it comes back, but knowing that it comes back and, you know, you're at an older age, it goes, okay, I better enjoy every single day of my life because I don't know when the last day is my last.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I think humans are hardwired to fear death from the beginning. And I think it's one of those nature versus nurture situations where, you know, when you're born, you're already, first of all, when you're in your mother's womb, you're already feeling what she's feeling, right? So if you're having a tough pregnancy, then you're feeling the anxiety that your mom is feeling, that she wants this baby to be safe and make it to term and, you know, be born. And then they're born and then they're like, oh my God, I almost lost this baby. And it's like, I have to watch it every 5 seconds and I can't sleep because is she breathing? Is he breathing? Did he turn? Did he make a sound? Like, it goes into this whole panic of keeping the human alive.
Yeah.
That it's, don't touch that. You can get hurt. You're going to fall. You're going to break a leg. And so you unconsciously instill fear in kids.
Yep.
You know, instead of, I mean, I don't know if there's a better way to do it. Except, no, there's no better way to tell a kid that they're going to burn themselves with a freaking candle, you know?
Unless you go fuck around and find out.
Well, exactly. But yeah, it's sad that you don't know when it's going to come. I just read a story today, actually, of a gentleman, and I could be wrong on the facts, but I believe he worked with the district attorney for 46 years.
Okay.
And last night yesterday was his retirement, you know, was his last shift. He clocked out. And I read that he was at his friend's house kind of celebrating, like, I'm done. Like, I'm retired. And was on his way home, pulling out of his friend's house, and he got hit by a drunk driver and he passed away.
No. Oh, yeah. My God.
Rest in peace on the day of his retirement. You know, and this is when you're like, I'm retiring. This is when I get to live. Like,
right.
Let's go. Let's enjoy everything that I've worked so hard for. And this is why I can't feel any sort of pity for drunk drivers. Like, they just, I cannot. It's especially nowadays with the options that you have, you know, Uber.
Yes.
Call somebody. Hell, go back in there and meet a guy and have him drive you home. Like,
oh my God.
Anything, because it just pisses me off.
His happiest day was one of his saddest days, which, well, it was his last day. But on that note, because we got to wrap up and you got to go and I got to go. But I will say this, that you now that you're telling that story, this story was everywhere. I don't know if we talked about it, but, you know, we got to tell people to take their PTO, take their vacation days. That lady that worked at Wells Fargo and was there for 4 days for the holiday weekend and no one found her after 4 days and no one called and checked up. Like, this is a sign. This is us telling you to take your PTO, take your vacation, spend time with your family. A job is a job, whether it's a career or a job. They will replace you. Look, they probably already cleaned her cubicle and they're looking for someone for October 1st. But I'm just saying, you know, I understand that we have to work, make money so we could live, right? But there's also another way of living, which is enjoying your life. enjoying the fruits of your labor, enjoying your time, whether it's a me day or whether it's a day with a girlfriend, having brunch or having drinks. But it's sad to see that someone like that died at the job and doesn't get to retire and doesn't get to enjoy life. You know what I mean? But anyways,
on that note, yes. And I'll repost a video for you guys all to see. My brother Manny shared a video today. You could see it on his story, of exactly that, of enjoying the now and the little things, and take that nap if you want it, and eat that ice cream for dinner if that's what you're little heart desires. But I'll share it. It's a really good video, very short, but it does really remind you of the important things.
And you know what? So we gotta go, but I want to tell you I love you, Amy.
I love you too, Nautica.
Okay, well, you know where to find us at.
Well, you guys can reach us on all social media platforms, and you guys can listen to us on all streaming platforms. If you want to email us directly, you can email us at frequency@gmail.com.
bye
bye.